This episode of the Michael Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
New from KTEL Records, 22 explosive hits, 22 original stars, and one great stereo LP. Only $3.99.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Skip-de-loo! Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's great to be with you on a Tuesday. Thank you for the little break we had. I'm here to say I am not rested.
Are you relaxed?
I am relaxed, but I am, this is like the hat I wore just the other day. I'm looking at the prize closet right now. The literal closet where I have
prize hats. Closet.
I am literally looking at the prize closet, yes. And I grabbed one of the Don't Get Happy Society hats. And Carla said to me, what are you wearing? I said, it's one of the Don't Get Happy Society hats that we had left over. She said, is it new? I said, it's not old. And
well, Mike, now it's game worn.
And
you've
you've
increased the value.
I have, and I wore it, and I said, it says don't get happy, and don't get happy.
That's what
I would say.
At all.
Don't get happy, and I'm
you
in a
You even opened the show singing a happy song.
Skip-de-loo.
Yeah, I mean, flies in the buttermilk, shoe fly,
and I didn't finish the lyrics, nor could I have, because I don't know what you're talking about.
It was a big hit when you were a kid, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah, when I was a kid back, when they were doing the old player pianos in the saloons out west, they'd say.
I was actually thinking like the 1860s.
The 1860s, right. The Wild West.
That's right. Stick and wheel.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the hoop and wheel, yes.
No, the don't get happy thing is just summertime is supposedly a time of R&R, and just never we weren't quite there being down here and running around and getting ready for a baseball tournament. We do have something we are looking forward to. I will get to that in a second here, and I will get to the news as well, because if I'm going to throw darts when there's a big story about the orange one, I can throw darts when there's a big story about a guy that I happen to know personally. But before that, let's check in, because before I do the show, I always like to make sure I know what Larry Pennington is is doing for the evening. I think he's somewhere else. I think he traveled. He might be in an apartment somewhere. I'm not quite sure. Let's see what he's up to.
Welcome to the Short North in Columbus, Ohio. We made it here just fine. We got here at 12:30. There goes Goose. And we're going to the Avenue in Grandview for some bar bites. So,
bar bites.
I'm wearing, this is from Belk, of course.
He loves Belk. So,
it's a
seersucker.
Oh, it's Crown and Ivy, one of their.
And it
is seersucker. Nice shirt that we got on our MSC cruise, blue pants,
MSC.
My blue boat shoes, and my blue belt. Now,
that
we're here
Pocket
until
Square.
The 11th when we go off to the reunion. So it's going to be
reunion,
a lot of fun.
Of course.
Let's see what Dave is wearing.
David! Come on in.
Here he comes. He is wearing the medium blue.
Hi, Dave.
I brought that shirt too, I think. The shirt with the martini glasses and the cocktail shakers on it.
There it is.
Wow.
And our pins. There's the pins. His white,
Dave kind of dropped
his white
the ball,
chinos.
Huh?
His
Dave knows how to pose.
Shoes, white pocket square.
The
and
outfit.
Blue pocket square. And
I like the hat. Bob's your uncle.
Bob's your uncle.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful
Thanks, Larry.
Day.
Well, Larry absolutely nailed it, because his hat is better and he looks good in solids. I don't know that you need a print shirt like that.
I hope we are generating a lot of heat for Larry's site. I hope he's getting a lot of followers, a lot of subscribers.
Are you going to go to the reunion?
I haven't been invited yet, and I don't like to
go. Well,
you
just have to buy a ticket.
No, you don't. You have to be invited to the reunion. You have to be sent an invitation. That's
only every 5 years, Mike.
But that's the way reunions work.
If you'll go, if I get you an invite, I'll get an invite.
You know what? You're a producer.
I'll produce find one.
And get me an invite. Please do.
It's a good time to. We've lost a couple members since the last one, Mike. So it's important you go this year.
Yeah. Before I get to what's weighing on me over the last 24 hours, I would like to say that my son had the very first day of the International Baseball Invitational, otherwise referred to as the Caribbean Baseball Invitational. And they lost today, 2-1. My son went 1-for-2 with a base hit to left field, but there were only one run was scored. Only one run scored, and he did a great job at catcher, threw a guy out. It just was not to be. Little challenged at the plate with this tiny pitcher who the expression that's used in baseball is filthy. He had filthy, slow stuff, and those pitchers can stand people on their head, and it was very frustrating to see batter after batter not make solid contact. Very frustrating.
Any other teams from the continental United States in this tournament?
No, I think what they do, this tournament is... teams from all over the Caribbean take on teams from all-star teams that are cobbled together in Southwest Florida. That's the way it works, but don't.
So look, no one from Oregon?
If you're, you know, you like to have questions and I like to have questions and we like to have our questions answered. And I'm here to tell you there is no fucking way that you get any information of any relevance ever. Other than maybe 2 hours before you have to be somewhere.
Sure.
Be somewhere. Game today, game time. Be there at 10 o'clock. Game time, 11 o'clock. Actual start of the game, 12:20. So by the time we got out there, by the time they got off the field, they're wiped out. The parents are wiped out. The game is 2 hours late. It's just a
The opponents that they faced, were they wearing
the Bahamas?
Like, yeah, were they wearing like hats that were woven from palms, or did they wear standard baseball hats?
The Puerto Rican team came in with a traditional palm frond hat.
Did they really?
One of the players was carrying like a prop, like it was a good luck charm or something.
Sure.
But no, the Bahamas team was. Delightful, really. They were very, very
striking,
cool.
Really.
Striking, really. They were really nice.
and
my son interacted with a lot of the players because when you're catcher, you chat up the batters. Like that's what catchers do. And it was and he's mm-hmm. great at it and he likes doing it. And it was fun. It was a fun experience. And but on the losing end, and there is nothing that dad gets more upset about. Not with his own kid, but with the... Oh, hold on just a second. God, here we go.
That's almost the music I just played.
No, I tape, and then as soon as I start taping the show, you call me, and that's what?
Did they win?
No, they lost. I was calling to say, do we have the thing at 4 o'clock tomorrow?
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay, I've made the arrangements, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Jesus.
You know, never what? Even an apologetic tone.
No.
I mean, I understand mistakes happen.
Not a clue.
No, she is proud to interrupt the show.
Yeah. And you know what? Don't say bye. Just say, I'm sorry, and go.
Well, you want you want me to call her back?
No.
You want me to call her back? Can you have you get into it with her? Do you want
me to do that? No, I'd rather not. Not on the show. I'll call her tonight.
Sure you will. She'll be waiting.
Yeah, she will. She will.
So, a new look, though, for this particular tournament. Michael, come in and sign him, please. I told him we'd have him on at the beginning of the show.
Sure.
Get your butt in here.
Did you make him stay in uniform?
He's in the uniform he will be wearing at the minor league stadium tonight. And this is the look. This is the look for my son. Lean in there and take a look at everybody. There
you
go.
Oh, God, son, you look sensational.
There you go.
Oh, he looks so good.
It matches Rob's
lean
shirt.
Lean in a little bit.
It does a little bit, yeah.
There you go, blondie.
Well, I'm just proud of anyone that has hair.
Look at that.
Wow. How happy. Ask him how much he loves it.
Turn to the side. Rob wants to know if you love it.
I like it.
There you go.
Now you look like a baseball player.
Yeah, you look like a ball player with the blonde hair. Yeah, good job. Oh, yeah, show him your cap.
Or a,
show him
or your cap. A street urchin.
There we go. There's the USA. USA! USA! Yeah. USA! All right, so we're leaving here right after the this show.
What inspired him? What inspired him to do it?
What inspired you to dye your
hair?
The
blonde hair.
How about the microphone? You know, you've been how long have you been doing this? With
blondes are not that bright.
Because my my all star team, everybody bleached their hair and I didn't. And then all my friends started bleaching their hair, so I was like, we have to do it.
Peer group pressure is what the answer
peer
is,
pressure.
Rob. All right, get out of here.
Well,
I'll
see you want to represent the USA the best.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And you know, Rob, you'll get through it. No, this is Blondes Have More Fun by Rod Stewart.
Oh, sorry. Sounded the other one.
It does. Julia still colors her hair. But Robert went through a phase probably about his age when Robert had silver hair.
Just finished the strawberry watermelon refresher from the fabulous McDonald's Corporation.
Was it refreshing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been eating a lot of watermelon, and the watermelon has been quite good this season.
Okay.
And I bemoan the fact that after I cut up the melon, there's like a cup and a half of good watermelon juice at the bottom of the container.
Mm-hmm.
And how great it would be to have that with vodka. And I just can't anymore.
Wow.
You can't go to that next step.
No.
I can't.
No. Go to a meeting, Rob. Go to a meeting. He wanted
all
to
right.
take you. Go to a meeting.
I will. I'll go to a meeting. And I will not bring vodka or watermelon juice.
So tomorrow, 8 a.m., which is perfect for down here. We won't be in the real heat of the day, so I look forward to it as it continues. And I believe tomorrow it's the Cayman Islands. So very, very exciting tournament. You know,
8 a.m. is a good slot because you'll probably start at 8 a.m. Because you won't have the delays.
Late.
It's kind of like an airline.
Exactly.
Or an early doctor's appointment. You're seldom kept waiting if you're the first one of the day. Are you playing anyone from Cozumel?
No, that's but that will be one of our destinations.
I was going to say maybe
Margaritaville.
You could make some friends and you could hook up with them at the cruise.
What's the name of that ship? It's the Margaritaville.
Islander.
It's the Islander. There it is. The Islander will be on that.
And the little tender that used to go back and forth, that's called the Tattoo Needle. That's the name of that.
I wish I had a laugh track for that. I wish. Oh, I do. I do. Here we go.
Thank you.
Oh, I didn't plug it in the right way. I'm sorry. Let me do it again.
All right, here we go.
I was late getting into the studio.
That's fine.
It still doesn't work because this thing sucks ass.
I love when we can dry out this moment.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've got it right here built in the StreamYard.
Ah,
there it
thank
is.
You.
There it is, baby.
We have a bigger crowd than normal.
Yeah, baby.
My people that love the tattoo joke.
Try one more time here.
Okay.
Is that refresher?
Nope.
Is that one of the energy ones?
I hope
is
not.
Does McDonald's add energy into their refreshers? Like
I
some of the
don't
other companies?
Have any room for more energy. I am just mad on cocaine right now.
Oh, man. So. Well, that's how you got your start. In the 80s.
My bloodstream is just really teeming with Molly.
Yep.
And cocaine.
Get
so
you every
time. I don't need any more.
Well, you built up tolerance.
I did.
Well,
I've taken
both.
Extra lot. You know, if you want to know how much I ingest before each show, just get the movie, get it on at your local Blockbuster video. Get your VHS copy of Scarface.
Oh, it's a good movie.
Wouldn't it be funny if somebody had just tuned in and said, he was talking about a VHS copy? When could they have done this?
This must be best of.
He's wearing a shirt that looks like it could be from the 80s. He's got a white beard.
He looks like he's in his 80s.
The hard reality of politics really, really hit home for me personally last night when Carla informed me that now up in Maine, a woman has come forward accusing Graham Plattner, the Senate candidate, Democratic Senate candidate from Maine, of rape. And it is a sad, sad thing when someone that you know and you support has this happen. And, you know, you don't know where it goes. The timing of this 4 days before the deadline for the final ballot in the state of Maine Senate race. Interesting timing, as far as I am concerned. And you just don't know. I mean, we live in a time where if it's true even a little bit, it's not cool. And no. You know, I wouldn't want to see someone who does that kind of thing involved. He denies it, and it just feels. It reinforces that feeling of, you know, if he denies it and if it isn't true, why would anyone want to go into politics? Why would anyone except really awful, horrible people want to go into politics? Because this is the way it is. And this is what Donald Trump has been, you know, dealing with for a long time. And look where he is. Nobody even paid any attention to it. It didn't matter to anybody. And you wonder, well, does that apply to everybody else? Obviously, it doesn't, because there have been people that drop out of races all the time because a scandal of this kind comes up. We are now at a situation where all the news stories are saying certain Democrats are ramping up the pressure. Chuck Schumer, who hates Graham Platner.
Now, why? I should point that out. Is there a reason behind that? Can you explain, like,
not,
I'm a kid?
Not his guy. He was never his guy. Governor Mills in the state of Maine was the candidate that that Chuck Schumer wanted. Never came out in support of Platner. And Platner was endorsed by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren in the far left of the party. And so that's where we are. And I don't know. I wrote a text to a buddy of mine who discusses politics with me, who's very, very Republican. And we go back and forth on a lot of things. He's a very bright guy, and he's got interesting things to say. And I responded to
him. Is this Newt Gingrich that you were speaking to?
Yeah. It's little Newty, as I like to call
I believe the late Newt Gingrich, isn't it?
Yes.
No, sorry about that. I don't know. I'll check.
All right.
Did he text you to kind of like poke fun at this guy?
He texted me to probably, I can't speak for his motivations, to be honest.
Take a look at your guy.
You know, it's, all right, I'll tell you what he said to me. He
said, Newt Gingrich is still alive, Mike, my bad.
Looks like the Dems giving Graham the heave-ho. The question now is who replaces him, the governor. I figured the Republicans would wait until Labor Day to roll out the heavy Oppo research. Instead, it appears Senator Schumer and Democratic leadership may have seen trouble coming and are trying to find a Kamala-style replacement while there's still time. It will be interesting to see whether Graham decides a different candidate gives them a better chance in November. I, for one, hope he sticks it out. That's interesting. I said, hard to say. I trust nobody on this. That's the only real truism here. I trust no one. Very tough to look at the timing and not think something fishy. Yeah. But then again, that is what all guilty people say. So in today's climate, I would tell him not to let the accusation itself drive him out of the race. Schumer is a – I make a little comment about Schumer. I don't need to share it with you. You know, he's a an it of peace. I said it backwards.
I understand.
And I don't trust anything he says. He's been gunning for Platner as much as any Republican. This all makes me tired. And it does. And it does. Because it when does. You care, you know, and I only really care because he's someone I know. And he's from the area that I live in up there.
Well, if you like a candidate and you line up with them and they appear to be a good guy and you are next level because you've actually chatted with the guy, anytime something like this comes up is first and foremost disappointing because you want someone to advance.
As a supporter, there's a part of me, I'm conflicted because I think, well, you don't just sit back and ignore it. That's what they do. You know what I mean? And I say, we've got to raise the bar higher. But at the same time, if he is denying it, the investigation should play out. I'll tell you, if it was me and I knew for a fact that this was a situation between two people who were dating and there were no police called and no, you know, I slept over essentially, I'd be pissed off and I'd be saying, not a chance I duck out of this thing. He's had a lot of stuff thrown at him anyway, and I just don't know. At the same time, you know, somebody's lying in this. Well, somebody is stretching the truth. So
and
it is the definition
now,
of,
politics now, like we always say, oh, well, there's only two parties. The problem is each party is splintered into multiple groups.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's lots of groups and lots of money involved.
Right.
And you never know which way it's swinging to push to keep, because that money then keeps someone in power.
And the other thing that is so disappointing at a ground level of this is that when an accusation like this is made, let's just for argument's say it is fake, say it's false. The fact that they have to have a strategy to deal with it, other than the fact that it's false, it doesn't speak well of the way we are as people. You know, you shouldn't, it should just be fit. If it's false, it's false. And, you know, and you got to deal with it. It's just, and the very,
and I don't go with the, everybody has a past. I don't go with that. Mm-hmm. I still think our political leaders have to be held to a higher standard.
I agree.
There is obviously a relationship where there were significant issues. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, I wish he wasn't hanging around with people that, you know, and drinking and doing all that. It's like, I'm like, raise the bar higher. Now, Rolando says, where's the consistency, Mike? And I wish you'd be a little more specific with that. If you're talking about me, I would understand that. This is somebody I know personally, so it's a little different. But at the same time, when that guy, who's the guy in California that was running for...
Spencer Pratt.
No.
No, not guy. That one?
Not the reality star?
I think he was either running for senator or governor. I'm not sure which one he was. And he got, you know, he was another horn dog.
Right.
Who, and it's always the wiener, isn't it? It seems like it's always the wiener. The wiener always, because
was it,
you know,
was it that with Elliot Wiener?
Elliot Wiener?
Yeah, he was a New York politician. Didn't he have trouble of something?
That's Elliot Spitzer.
No, but there was a wiener too, wasn't there?
Yeah, but not an Elliot.
Not an Elliot wiener.
Okay, what was the wiener's
How
first
addled
name?
Is your mind? I'm just curious about that right now.
That
Elliot
Anthony
Wiener?
Wiener.
Anthony Wiener. Tony. My bad.
Oh, don't say my bad. You're not. That is henceforth forbidden from the discussion. We never say my bad on this show.
I assigned the wrong first name to him. I'm so sorry. Anthony Wiener.
Anthony Wiener.
Let's
who actually showed his wiener, didn't he?
He did.
I believe so, yeah.
Yes.
Man. So.
Oh, like I was just backing you up, Mike. Always the wiener.
Yeah, okay. Somebody says here, our comments are very interesting today. Derail 1970 says, rape is against the law. Cheating on your wife isn't. I want them running the country, not my family. Okay, that makes sense. And rape is, it's a serious allegation, and it should end, you know, says the guy who married Carla. What is going on?
What?
Where is that coming from? What is going on?
Unless they're just trying to define who you are. I mean, it doesn't have any relevance to the story at all.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you want to, folks, you can't. Let me explain the way texting works, all right? Okay. You can't really try to be cutesy in text. You got to be a little straightforward. Eric Swalwell was the guy in California. Yeah. Thank you, Joel Rosenbaum. Thank you. Give it to me straight ahead what you're talking about. Because I don't understand what the, you know, I welcome them all as far as the Carla connection and all.
Also,
that,
when you're writing when you're making a comment in our bubbling chat room,
yes,
don't think that it's going to land exactly next to what you're referring to. Make it a standalone comment. Yeah. Because,
like, for example, Eric W says, Mike, do you have a matching tattoo with Graham? Some people are saying that's funny. That's straight ahead. Easy to interpret. I'm not a smart person. So I really urge people to, you know, give it to me straight. And it is
double barrel.
It is always about the wiener. It really is. But getting back to this, when something like this happens, it's and it's somebody you support, it's a little piece of you that gets kicked in the balls. It really is, pardon the pun. And it's just difficult. It really is. It's very difficult to have something like this go down. And you know what? Don't know the particulars, nor will we ever know the particulars. When you don't have witnesses and you don't have evidence, although the article with Jake Tapper, the interview with Jake Tapper, alleged that she did tell friends about this, but it was kind of in a cryptic way. Well, you would tell somebody about an incident like this in a cryptic way.
Right.
I wouldn't be sitting there. What, do you want to go to the diner and scream it at the top of your lungs? You probably don't want to do that. So I'm back to where I started. I welcome your thoughts on this. Where would you, if you guys, and you know, and I don't matter, by the way. I'm simply a supporter who has publicly talked about my friendship with Graham Plattner. I would shake Graham's hand, believing him at this and supporting him. But at the same time, I would understand if he dropped out of the race with this. I don't know what to think, really.
My thought right now is that I was shocked when I saw it. I think we all were shocked to see it.
Easy for you to say.
It wasn't, Mike. It was very hard. Because I'm addled. I wish that it proves to be false. I hope it comes out and somehow they can definitively prove that it's false, because not only will that, save a man's entire career, basically, but also it'll show that if these are made-up allegations, they don't always stick. Because it's really easy to throw rocks at someone and ruin a career, even if you just plant that seed of doubt. You know, it's really tough. I hate to go back this far, but there was a silent film star named Fatty Arbuckle who was accused of horrible things. And they were, but Mike, stay with me. Just think of this in broad terms. Think of this in broad terms, okay? He was accused of horrible sexual misbehavior that was proven to be entirely false. However, the world didn't remember that it was false. They remembered that he was accused, and he never really worked again. So just the very fact there's an accusation sometimes is enough to ruin things. And I think that's very sad. So that's why I want to see something proved definitively, so there's no doubt left and a haze surrounding the situation.
So what
and
would
I'm
you
sorry
do if,
that was a 100-year-old reference.
How would you feel if you were a supporter?
I would feel, I told you, I'd feel disappointed. I'd feel hoodwinked.
Do you think he should drop out?
Not at this point. Not if there's any proof in either direction. Right
not,
now,
not,
I
you mean,
mean,
not if there isn't any proof in either direction. Is
that's
that
what
mean?
I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's right now. I mean, unless I miss something, there is just basically a he said she said right now. Right.
Well, now let's she go to said, the guy that probably when the story broke, said, you know, yeah. He wouldn't do it on the show, but in private, he's going.
He was actually Josh called me. He was glad that he saved some fireworks. He set them off in celebration.
Woohoo!
No, I think, like you said, we all wish that our politicians were better people, our pastors were better people, all these people we put in leadership should be better than us.
Right.
But they're not. And you would think that they would do better vetting and background checks on these people to try to avoid these things. But we also came out of a moment of believe everyone. And if someone makes an accusation, you have to take it as truth.
That's true.
And unfortunately, what that turned into was people making false accusations for their own power and control and everything. And it's very fishy that this came out now, where the Republicans, you would think, would have saved this for a couple months from now. Saved it closer to October.
See, I hate the fact that there's a notion of saving it. Why would you save a crime? If it's a crime, it's a crime.
Because you're not... it's not a real crime. It's an accusation. If it was a crime, the police show up and make a decision. They don't care about that. They want the headlines.
Here
it is. I understand, but the whole notion of saving it is
wrong. Wait a minute. You say also the factions within the party. There is the central faction, the Chuck Schumer old, standby faction, and the people that are coming up, the Democratic Socialist faction that's on the other side. And I think that the passion for some of these moderate senators is as strong as it would be on the right. I can't, in my little playlet that I play in my mind, I always say to myself, is there some incredible sleuth that could find a bank account and see if there was any kind of paper trail? Because don't trust anyone. I meant that when I said that to my friend. I don't trust anyone. And I don't trust that this lady is necessarily lying. I don't trust anyone. It's show me the money. It's show me the proof. And that's really hard to do. With that said, it's very hard with an accusation for me to say, that's it, you're gone. And it makes me think that the you know, the life ruiners that that mentioned this, when there was no police report, when there mm-hmm. was no reporting of this through the early days of the campaign, that the bombshell that is dropped at probably the worst time prior to 4 days before the election.
Yeah.
It's when the ballot is final. You've got, you know, a strategic drop of this news story that I don't trust. And that tells me go ahead.
I don't like the response of just bunker down and hide from it. If I
hunker down,
it's not whatever.
I said bunker. No, it's
you
the same
said
thing.
Bunker down, and it is hunker down.
Well, all right, fine. Hunker down in your bunker.
See, good there safe.
Go.
Why not?
All right. So my view is, if Graham knows this is false, there's nothing to this, why shouldn't he should be on that show with Jake Tapper answering every question about it?
Hey, Jacob,
and explaining.
Jacob, you see the boys have done absolutely zero reading into this report or why women don't report assault. So you, Jacob, would that mean that I did not read the original story in Politico? Would that mean that I did not read the entire New York Times story on this very subject? Would that mean that I did not read the transcript of the Jake Tapper interview? All of them I read, Jacob, you dick! And I know, I do know why women don't report assaults. I get that.
But
I understand that.
But why do they choose to come out with it 4 days before?
It's, and in an election.
Yeah.
When, you know, what, now in your mind is the time you do this? Because this, the whole thing is, and as I said, I trust no one. I trust no one on it.
Yeah,
here's the irrational part of me. The irrational part is very Trumpian, where the irrational part of me says, F them. You know, F them in their accusations. I'm sticking it out. So what?
Yeah.
And there are people out there that will do cartwheels if he drops out of the race. And I hate those people. I do. I hate the whole thing, you know, where what he says in his town hall meetings and what his message is something I, you know, that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that I know the guy personally. It has everything to do with the fact that I love the ideas and I love the way the ideas are articulated.
And the tattoo.
Josh.
That they
hunker down right
the
now.
The Republican media establishment gets hold of a piece of meat and they never, ever let go. They are better at it than we are as Democrats and the left-wing media. They are better at it. And that's why the tattoo. You notice he still references the tattoo because they have tested the tattoo as a real moment where Nazi tattoo. But this guy's had issues forever. And when they first went after him, and it was alleged that was the Schumer camp, going after him, you know, he said pound sand.
Right.
And part of me would like him to say pound sand right now because of this. Even if I find it, I'm hard pressed to hear the circumstances and know either way what is true. What I do believe is true is that changes in lifestyle have been made. Dramatic changes in counseling and mental health and treating his PTSD have been made. And that, I believe, is true. What happened in the past, I can't tell you either side which is true. So for that reason, I think maybe I want him to say pound sand to the people that are doing it now.
May I ask you a question as someone who is all our beliefs aside, you're probably the strongest political pundit on this show. You love it as a sport, even outside looking in. If it is totally false, let's just say it's totally false, is there any strategy that you think he has or any of his people would tell him to not say pound sand? Is there any advantage to waiting? And, you know, he says it's false, yeah, but your thing of just telling them, say, hey, pound sand, forget it. It's a non-issue. Is there anything to be lost by doing that?
Yeah, an election.
Okay.
I mean, it might stick. It might stick, and this might be the issue that, finishes him off politically. Yeah, go ahead,
if he doesn't say anything, he might be not put on the ballot.
Yeah.
If he just sits out now.
Yeah. And, he is taking a pause, and I'm not sure whether he's rescheduled events for tomorrow or the next day or what it is. We'll have to wait and see. We'll update you when that happens. But it makes me, it's just an effing drag. It's a drag, and it's very unfortunate. And if it is true that this whole incident, walking into our house drunk, forcing himself on her, while he was drunk, waking up drunk, if that happened, I feel terrible for the lady that it happened to. Mm-hmm. And but as I said, I get back to the trust no one fact.
Yeah.
Sucks. Yeah. Sucks also when you kind of align yourself with a person. I've had that happen to me all my life politically. Mm-hmm. I had it with Ted Kennedy back in the day, not Chappaquiddick, but when Ted Kennedy was 1980 running for president and came out and did a national interview with Roger Mudd and essentially went, duh. That sucks.
And you were literally working on the campaign then.
Yeah.
You were volunteering for his campaign, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, we'll see. All right. My wife, Derail 19 says, my wife dealt with this before we met. You are wrong to say a conversation is the reason why. Conversations open minds. Staying quiet keeps the evil in the dark. Do you get that, what he's trying to say?
I think he's saying that when we talked about why is it just coming out now, maybe it's good that it would come out at any time. Okay. Because light needs to be shined on it.
Yeah, if it's true, it doesn't matter. I agree with that. That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And, now I don't know why Daniel Thurber says barf, but I don't read text, and I'm going to stop reading the comments now because they're giving me a headache. We're going to take a short break. We will come back with our tidbits and lots of fun coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Do we have a... Well, children, gather round. The weather is getting warmer, and that means that the bugs are coming. Critter City, sweetheart. Now, I'm known as a do-it-yourselfer, so I do not pay top dollar for a crooked pest control company to kill my bugs and my wallet. I use Pesty. Aha, Pesty is do-it-yourself pest control. Their kit makes it so easy, it only takes a few minutes to apply. And with Pesty, you can get started at just $35 per treatment. $35, you'll get a customized plan based on your location, bugs, and climate. The kit includes a reusable electronic sprayer, mixing bag, pesticide gloves, and instructions. Follow these glorious instructions, and you can complete your application around your house in less than 10 minutes. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Pesty gets rid of over 100 types of bugs. Plus, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. The pesticides they ship have been used in hospitals and schools all over the country. That means it kills ants, but your uncles stay alive. Best of all, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Keep the bugs away with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Pesty, it's the bestie. It's the bestie. Hit the music, Slim. We got to start with our tidbits today, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I talked about it before, and I'll lead with it because you know what? I don't shy away.
Fair and balanced, Mike. Fair and balanced.
I was having my refresher.
Do you have a strawberry caught in your throat?
Here's what happened.
All right.
I'm trying to get these strawberries.
Yeah.
These razor thin sliced strawberries.
Yeah.
Out of my watermelon strawberry refresher from McDonald's.
By using the straw?
No, I was trying to get them out with a pen. And I got halfway down and then I tried to push them down with the ice, but they are so thin that they are grabbing. You can hear them.
Help me.
As the only natural element in the entire drink, they're more expensive, so they have to be careful. Josh should be able to help you. He's great at claw machines.
Yeah, well, I'm happy for him, but I tried to get him out, and then when I raised it to my mouth, it sent a bolt of ice cube down into my throat. and I started choking to death.
Do you have a shrimp fork?
So I'm a hot mess. What?
Do you have a shrimp fork? That might be ideal.
Why would I have long, a shrimp fork?
Well, I mean, you know, you're a man who enjoys the finer things.
Well, don't we all have that at our desk?
Yeah, we all have shrimp.
Well, not at your desk. No, I don't.
I bet you've got all sorts of tools at your desk. Well, there's one sitting at the microphone right
now. Nah, because I'm a tool.
That's not nice when you do that. When you say the joke out loud, that is diminishing my joke.
Well, I don't care for the joke.
You know that's not fair, though, right? That's not fighting fair. That is really not fair.
I know you've never done it to me.
Never in my life, Rob Spiewak.
You had time during that pesty spot to go into your kitchen. I imagine you have a silverware drawer, and you might have a shrimp fork, a long sort of tiny fork, a two-pronged fork.
No.
Be perfect for retrieving the strawberry.
No, I don't. I don't
have.
Do
you have any spring-loaded tongs?
I don't have. I have tongs. I don't know if they're spring-loaded, though.
Oh, those are the ones you got to have.
Why do I have to have those?
Well, because think of it, it's just they open on their own. You grab your salad, and when you let go, they open.
Democratic campaign desks are in a state of absolute chaos as Maine Senate nominee Graham Plattner contemplates the path forward for his midterm bid. Both local Maine party leadership and national representatives rapidly rescinded their endorsements. The way this is written makes it sound like everybody did. I'm not sure that happened. So I'm not quite sure we're giving you the total straight story. You don't, you know, Schumer and Gillibrand, who hated him from the start, you know, say get out of the race? Yeah.
Well, Bernie did too.
Bernie rescinded the endorsement?
Yes. He said he should get out.
They demand Plattner immediately drop out of the high-stakes race. The coordinated escalation follows a rape allegation dating back to 2021, which Plattner strenuously denies. We'll see what happens. So it's there.
Sounds
it
like
is.
Some of those people had their demands ready to go.
Yeah,
that's all.
No, well, I think if I'm just doing it from a strictly political analysis standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think he's probably toast. That's just the way it goes. We have some pretty tense reality to kick off with today out of the Middle East. The Strait of Hormuz is on severe high alert after a massive oil tanker was rocketed by an unidentified projectile off the coast of Oman. Reuters is confirming that the ship instantly caught fire with thousands of gallons of crude oil on board, triggering a frantic scramble by the Oman Coast Guard to rescue all 22 crew members. What makes this extra dangerous is the timing. The attack completely shatters a fragile regional ceasefire just as all the big defense pact leaders are sitting down in Turkey for a major security summit. Global energy markets are already freaking out over what could happen next, with oil futures jumping more than 3% in just the last 24 hours. Stay tuned for that. Just another story that makes you feel real good inside.
Exactly. Meanwhile, let's get that granite heliport built.
You know what? It's time to change gears, all right? I'm ready for this, all right?
I'm ready.
Let's talk about the most important thing. The internet is absolutely melting down over shocking new revelations flooding out of Madison Square Garden.
Oh!
TNT.
Yes, Taylor and Travis.
Taylor and Travis, the star-studded wedding. Everybody's coming to the show. Taylor and Travis, who you like better? Anyway.
I didn't think that before this weekend I could care about them any less.
Now you
and
can.
Now I care about them less.
Let's see. According to fresh insider disclosures from page six.
I'm fresh.
Guess we're spoiled with engraved black velvet gift boxes containing diamond-encrusted champagne flutes and custom handkerchiefs embroidered with popular song lyrics. Oh, great!
I wonder whose songs. I remember at my wedding, we handed out butter mints.
Yeah, and they were yummy, too.
They were good, yeah.
Yeah, tasty. Tastes great when you're drunk.
Yep, they do.
If that wasn't extravagant enough for you, the pair hosted a lavish reception raffle where famous friends literally walked away with luxury Cartier watches and Dior saddlebags.
That is so classy. Did they do a 50-50 as well?
Was I there?
No, you weren't there. I'm here.
And you're there.
But I mean, that, I mean, give them their champagne glasses. That's fine. But don't have a raffle.
Why not?
I mean, that's horrible.
If I'm like, I'm a peon and works like, you know, works as her doorman and I got an invite, I want to get a Cartier watch, right?
Guess what? If you're her doorman, you didn't get an invite.
Let Josh speak for 5 seconds.
It has to be a raffle because the watch company didn't give them enough for everyone. It's all gifts. It's like the Emmys. It's award.
You don't
promotion.
Have to give gifts out at a wedding.
You do when someone wants to sponsor your wedding by saying, here's a fancy watch, mention the watch.
I guess you're right.
And you'll give it away.
For my next marriage.
You obviously feel very strongly about that. You have a lot to say about it. You feel very strongly about this.
I do.
Is there anything else you want to say about it?
No, back to you, Mike.
Inside the arena, which was totally transformed to look like a lush country retreat. Any comment on that?
I like when things are lush.
Guests noshed on massive interactive food stations. Now, here's something you might like. Featuring Parmesan wheel pasta. Now, hey, there you go, right?
Nice.
Oh, you're going to be quiet? Now you're going to be quiet.
Well, I want to hear what the rest of the food is, Mike.
High-end sushi bar platters.
Oh, I could only imagine how great the sushi is at Madison Square Garden, properly refrigerated.
Now, here's something I am looking forward to Rob doing that he usually does. See if he gets it right this time. I think he should. I've known him a long time. And Travis's personal favorite, steak burgers and fries.
Hey, he's going to have a steak burger and fries. Like that so much. I like it so much.
Reporters say,
put a Parmesan wheel on that fry.
Reporters say tech security was so tight that A-listers were forced to lock their smartphones in private glass cases. But luckily, pop legends Paul McCartney and Stevie Nicks still took the stage to serenade the newlyweds at Madison
Square
Garden.
That's the thing that pisses me off the most. Do you know that Paul had not sung I Want to Hold Your Hand since 1965 because it's contingent on the harmony that he had with John? And by special request, Taylor wanted to hear it, so Paul sang that song, thus honoring her and dishonoring John Lennon all at the same time.
Oh, that's why you're mad.
But don't worry. You'll get to see it when they sell the DVD or movie wedding and make more money.
There it is.
You know, Paul, you make it so hard to love you sometimes. Yeah, I really do. I want to love you.
Because he's
really
a hua.
He is a hua. He wants all the money.
He's a dirty hua. That's what he is, a dirty hua.
I was so happy that I won the Cartier watch. It's very exciting.
Josh, you are the biggest baseball fan I know. I want your thoughts on this, and I want your thoughts on the All-Star game in general. Major League Baseball facing an absolute wave of rage on social media. The rosters for the Midsummer Classic in Philadelphia just dropped. Pirates second baseman Brandon Lowe has been hit with what might be the biggest selection snub in recent baseball history. Lowe is literally leading every single second baseman in the entire National League with 20 home runs and 60 RBI so far, but reporters noticed he didn't even make the cut. What say you, Mr. Soroka?
It's the All-Star game always has this problem. Every year, I've been complaining about it for at least 30 years, that it's a favoritism thing. So he'll never get that if Ozzy Albies in Atlanta, because everybody loves that guy. And Atlanta has bigger attendance numbers than Pittsburgh, which means more voters.
Yeah, that's the way it usually works.
It makes sense,
not fair.
Actually.
It doesn't. Yeah, but it's a drag when you get a guy that's statistically so far ahead of everybody. Baseball purists are completely tearing up. Talk radio stations this morning complaining that MLB's fan popularity contest is totally broken and ignores outstanding real world statistical dominance. Could you fix it, Mr. Soroka?
Yeah, you could do it by stat. I think stats, and you set a deadline of June 30th stat numbers and the top at every position go would be an easy fix.
Okay.
But I was frankly surprised that he didn't make it and Graham Plattner did.
The issue is they did it fan base because they want fans to watch on TV. And then they do it where they want a representative from every team. So it gets trickier if a team is amazing and the stats are led by three guys from the same team, but I think that's the best way to do it if you want the best players in the All-Star game.
I agree.
When you're talking about the big markets having more fans, could you weight the votes somehow? Or is that too much of that?
Make it like an electoral college, you mean?
They do.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
They do. It's changed because it used to be you had the little punch out, the little Chad at the baseball game paper, and now you do it online, and each email address gets you 10 votes. So they try to weigh it that way. I think doing it by stats only would be exciting because you'd have some buildup through June of, look, these two guys are neck and neck. Who's going to gonna make the All-Star game?
That would be
fun. Build some excitement.
It would be excitement. It would put more eyes on baseball, and it would be statistically based, which means there's no gray area. I think it would be very, very cool. So we'll see what happens. In Florida, a man has America's heartland utterly captivated as he chugs across the country in a 9-foot automobile shaped exactly like a giant green pear. Outdoor enthusiast Andrew Glubby.
What's his name?
Andrew Glubby.
Andrew Glubby.
He packed up a custom wooden moped wrapped in recycled apparel named Miss Perry. And I thought it was a vehicle. Man.
Well, it sounds like they've built a vehicle on the chassis.
Oh, okay. I don't know what it is. Yeah. Wrapped in recycled apparel named Miss Perry. He's slowly driving it all the way to the Pacific Northwest at a speed of only 15 miles per hour. The best part is he's raising thousands of dollars for roadside food bags along the way.
May I ask a question? I think Josh would actually have an answer for this.
Yep.
What is the difference between recycled apparel and discarded apparel?
Recycled would be after the bins when they're all cut up.
Because I know that sometimes on the dark web, some people can buy
discarded. There's a picture of it.
There's a picture.
Oh, look at that. Who wouldn't love to be seen in that?
No, so now I understand. He's riding on that's his vehicle as he travels the country raising money.
His foot's hanging out.
He sleeps along the way, camping in a tiny pop-up roof tent. Dispatch deputies in Iowa reported that he literally pulled the apparatus over. Now they call it an apparatus.
It's an apparatus.
Just to snap pictures out of curiosity. And they even bought him a free diner breakfast. I've never heard it put that way.
Hey, how would you like a diner breakfast? You've earned it with your pair.
Driving through the heartland. What if he stopped at our former affiliate instead of giving him a roadside citation? So there we go. How about that?
They'd probably give him an afternoon show.
Isn't that wonderful? Hey, maybe he's related. All right. Stupid criminal of the day. We close today with a burglar out of Maryland. Hey, there you go. Close to home for you. Who might just have set the speed record for the fastest apprehension in criminal history after accidentally snitching on himself. Emergency dispatch received a frantic phone call from the suspect screaming that a group of carjackers were actively stealing his vehicle in broad daylight. But here's the kicker. When detectives arrived on the scene, they immediately noticed that the caller was covered in fresh glass cuts and literally standing there clutching a new Verizon wireless shop phone stolen from the robbery crime scene directly across the street. That's the phone he was calling on.
What drugs were involved?
Surveillance cameras confirmed his accomplice had actually just gone rogue and driven off without him, leaving the genius to face detention. He also had blood all over him, too, from breaking a window. That's it. So that's it, everybody. I hope
at least it was his own blood. I think that's good.
Isn't that nice? That's it very, very nice.
I wish him all the best.
Yes. And, he could. Look, why don't people like that just make a moped and turn it into a big green pear?
Well, it's been done. Try a green pepper. That'd be nice.
A green pepper, everybody. Hey, we got more coming up, but first I want to say, hi, this is Radio's Mike O'Mara. Perhaps you remember me. Back in the day, I used to be somewhat of a big deal on the radio. And you also might remember me as Bonnie, Commissioner Gordon's secretary in Batman. Yeah, good times. So, have you heard everyone talking about peptides? Sure you have. Yeah. Peptides are tiny chains of amino acids that help support your body's natural processes and overall wellness. So are you feeling tired all the time? Let's talk. Can't lose weight no matter what you do? Let's talk.
Talk.
Trouble sleeping? Let's talk. And ladies, if you're dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, weight gain, poor sleep, or low libido, let's talk.
Time to talk.
About your hormones. Hormone replacement therapy, or HRT, is now available too. If you're not sure where to start, that's okay. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss and peptides button, then click explore products and take the wellness quiz. Whether you're interested in weight management, hormone support, healthy aging, better sleep, more energy, overall wellness, the quiz can help point you in the right direction. HSA and FSA cards accepted, and Klarna is available too. Visit DermGlowSkin.com and take the wellness quiz today. That's DermGlowSkin.com. Peptides are the future, and the future is now at DermGlowSkin.com. Pow, crash, oof, zoom. Get her done, ladies and gentlemen.
I think, actually, upon reflection, a green pepper would make a better moped car than a pear because it's more boxy.
Yeah.
You'd have more head.
Look, I don't think anything can beat the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I think
that was,
you know, that was the first thing. And then, followed by a very long time after, followed by the Dumb and Dumber, like puppy dog, the dog with the fur that they drove around in.
And also, Mike, don't forget, I believe there is a peanut vehicle sponsored by Planters.
There is.
But it's a lay down peanut. It's not like an up and down
lay down peanut. Rest me in your arms. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. Speaking of hot dogs, my buddy Mark Miller had us over for his gluttonous 4th of July party. And Mark is a gourmet. He is a do-it-yourselfer. He makes everything down to the pasta that he serves, down to this year, a new enterprise, hot dogs. He made his own hot dogs, even ground the pork himself.
Does he have like an apparatus for stuffing?
He has a meat grinder. He has the little thing where you put the condom over the hole and you fill it with the pork. And he told me, and this is for all you do-it-yourselfers out there that might want to save a bundle, that if you buy ground pork in the grocery store, you're getting ripped off because the pork butt that they make the ground pork out of is much more reasonably priced than if you do the ground pork.
Wow. Okay. Does does he have
That's what
I'm I'm thinking ahead. Does it's not a hand cranked one? Is it hook up to like a KitchenAid? Because I've seen the KitchenAid meat grinder attachment. Does it open up into a larger grinder?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
I
don't know. He go into another room?
But
so.
But how did it taste? And you know
I love you, Mark. You
nice
know I love you. I love you. It was different. It was more spicy than I like.
So it was more of a sausage than a hot dog, especially if it's pork, because I think a hot dog should be mostly beef based, right?
I think for my money, a hot dog should be filled with nitrates, other chemicals, and you know, taste like something Hebrew National made.
Yeah.
That's what
the
hot dog guy. Yeah. And then, you know, overall, and I hate to say this with Josh on the show, but I could, if that food was eliminated from the world, I'd be very content if I never, ever ate a hot dog again.
No.
It's probably top five.
No,
top five foods.
Top five food.
Yes. I'd rather have an amazing strawberry refresher.
I had amazing hot dogs this very weekend. I did Hebrew National hot dogs with coleslaw and mustard. Forget about it. So good. Oh dear. We're gonna have to have that look. We're gonna have to have that looked at, sir. You know, are you ready for your scraping?
We did on the Producers Club last week go a little deep into hot dogs.
Yeah.
And our love of hot dogs.
I mean, how could you two shows going on right now?
I bought a vintage watch that still has a dial with radium on it.
Mike,
I don't
really
know what happened.
You really have to wash your face more often.
You know, I've got another dermatologist visit scheduled for 1:30 on Thursday.
Sure.
I should maybe make this a permanent look and go down. Now, this is going to gross people out.
For a nice scraping. Oh, yeah. Mm. No one wants that.
No, you don't want to see that.
How's the quality of those berries, those paper thin berries?
It's actually quite good.
Yeah. Well, you only get 14 cents worth of berries in a $5 drink. So.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Hey, I like the thing. Somebody says, blasphemy, Mike. Hot dogs rule. Hebrew sucks, Rob. Sabretz or Nathan's.
Hey,
Nathan's,
you know what?
Sucks. Nathan's
I
sucks.
Love the fact that you can just be in our chat room and be anti-Semitic like that.
Mm, bastard.
I don't know if he's referring to the hot dogs or all Hebrews.
No, he recommends Nathan's. That's a deli, too. Nathan's, that's a Jewish deli.
It's okay. I don't think they're kosher.
It's
I don't
fine.
Think they're kosher. Sabrettes are very good. I'm not a big Nathan's guy. Mm-hmm. But I do feel that the Costco quarter pound hot dog is probably made by Hebrew National because of the flavor. They're very, very close.
Tomorrow on the show, we will be joined by a very special guest. And this goes to show how, you know, if people are concerned that Josh and I get along too well on this show, you should all know this. All of you haters out there, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. Okay? I really don't trust him at all. I mean, I don't. And so that's
who are these people that think you're getting along too well with them, by the way?
Oh, you want me to, do you want me to bring a list in?
No.
Would you like me to bring a list in, Mr. Spiewak, and
show you being silly.
The crap that I get?
I know.
He gets crap, I get crap, we all get crap, everybody gets.
My block list.
Yeah, absolutely. It's crazy. So Josh lets me know, would I be interested in the band director or the head of the multi-military band that played at the fireworks on New Year's night?
Yeah.
I mean, on the 4th of July night. On the 4th and 5th.
I think it was mostly the 5th at the fireworks.
I think so. Yeah. I think it was about 5 minutes on the 4th and the rest was the 5th.
Yeah. All right, let me see if I can bring it up. Okay. All right. Hold on. There it is. All right. Okay.
For those of you who are just listening, I want you to know you're not missing any video on this. This is just fireworks sound effects because they're probably thinking we're showing fabulous firework footage.
Yesterday, 11:06 a.m., did you watch the D.C. fireworks? And then I immediately, when Josh writes that, the first time I read that, I go,
yes.
Let's see.
Exactly. You you instantly think it's a political issue.
What's his scheme?
Yeah.
Yes.
Most impressive part, and at this point, when I get to that part of the text,
yeah, right?
You stop reading.
So the first thing is, did you watch the DC fireworks? And I go, and then he goes, most impressive part, and I go, was the huge military band. I reached out to the conductor, and he is able to come on the show Wednesday if you are interested. And I didn't get back to Josh. I'm pretty good about getting back to texts, aren't I, Josh? Usually.
Yeah, I believe a few hours went by and then I texted Rob and I said, I guess the fireworks were too political for Mike.
You know, you see.
Well, your initial.
But that's
your
why
initial,
I don't trust him. That's why I don't trust him, because there he goes talking behind my back again.
No. His initial joke was, it wasn't even a joke. He said, if Mike doesn't reply to a guest idea in a few hours, does that mean he's not into it?
Yeah,
and
I said,
probably. Then he made the political joke, which is funny.
I legitimately did not see the text because I was passed out drunk. Anyway, I wrote, sorry.
Strawberries all over your face.
So I said, sorry, just got this. Let's discuss tomorrow, which is my way of saying, you know, it sounds interesting, but I have a few questions to ask because I wanted to say, you know, what connection do you have to Sister Orange Hair? And you know what I mean? Because I'm thinking it's going to be some,
that's
Christian
how I read your thing
right-wing
is,
pastor that's coming on.
What type of hate am I going to get for this?
Exactly. Yeah. And then Josh doesn't wait. Josh lets me know of his displeasure almost immediately and writes back, are fireworks MAGA now?
Because that's what it felt like with you waiting hours and then let's discuss it.
Let's get
guests that are modern things going on in the news.
We can pass if it's too political. I didn't think it was political.
I didn't until it took hours as a response.
Okay.
Have a very passive aggressive Independence Day.
And now you know you know the truth that I literally just didn't see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah. You were looking in through your MAGA colored glasses.
I really
the filter
see
was
it.
On. No,
so the delay,
he didn't see it. Yeah.
The delay was not me not wanting to deal with it. The answer, sorry, I just got, let's discuss tomorrow. That was my definite way of saying, let's wait till we pull the trigger on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then he goes, he's working on somebody else. And I say, I answer him. I said, no, not political, just not sure what to ask about. And then I say the other guest he pitches sounds cool. And then Josh says,
I made my pitch to why the guy's interested.
And it was immediately accepted. And I said, okay, cool, book the band guy. Mm-hmm. I have a history with military bands with my friend Colonel Colburn, which I
knew. Absolutely.
And this is another Colonel. Can we pre-mention him? Is that cool to get his name correct? I know he's coming on, and I saw a video of his commissioning ceremony, and I think he's a pretty funny dude, and he'd be great on this show.
He's a local guy.
He's the director of Pershing Zone, the military band, the Army band.
Right.
And he's been in the biz for a very, very long time.
I don't know if this is old information. I have Colonel, is it Sherman Potter?
Hi, Radar.
Coming right on. Colonel Scott McKenzie.
Scott McKenzie will join us tomorrow on the program to talk
about... Not the Scott McKenzie who sang the song San Francisco in 1968, though. Different guy.
You never know.
You never know.
That's his... You know what that is? You know what that is, Josh, when he does that? He's just bragging. He can't possibly...
Yes, not at all.
Look at the knowledge I have, Mommy.
It rattles in my head.
Look, Mommy, I want to share it with everybody. Look what I know.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's his... He can't help himself.
Yes. It's like a nervous tick or an OCD or something.
It's an OCD type thing where it's got to get out.
Scott McKenzie is the guy's name?
Colonel Scott McKenzie.
Colonel Scott McKenzie will join us on the show, and we'll talk about, because it's fascinating. This guy's been at it a very long time, and I will tell you something. These guys meet a lot of celebrities, and they do a lot of functions, and I'd love to hear what he's got. And sometimes you even get stories about presidents, which is kind of cool.
I love that.
We'll see what that's all about. We'll take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk to Rob, who's got an offer for our listeners. Or is it a challenge?
No, it's an offer. I want to see if anyone's interested in doing something with me. As you know, I have none friends, so this might be good.
Yeah. He's lonely, and he's looking for you. We'll tell you why in a second. But first, Omaha Steak Burgers. Listen to me, because I'm going to say it again. Omaha Steak Burgers.
Oh, dear.
When it's just too hot to cook in your stuffy kitchen, you got to go with Omaha Steak Burgers. Just fire up your grill and prepare for some amazing bovine excellence. Not sure
Keith
what that
Jackson,
voice was.
Really?
Hey, yes, sirree. Bovine excellence, filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, beef brisket. And don't forget, sirloin. This is burger royalty. For just $99.99, you get 20 huge 6-ounce steak burgers, plus 8 free Wagyu smash burgers. That's 28 delicious reasons to grab some beefy goodness. They go straight from freezer to grill to your tummy. Premium beef, pure backyard glory. Your taste buds will thank you, Omaha. The only word you need to know for your burgerama. So
that's
get
right.
ready for grilling season with the mouthwatering Omaha Steak Burger Perfection Pack, including 8 free Wagyu Smash Burgers. That's 28 burgers, $99.99. Go to omahasteaks.com, and as a bonus, use promo code Mike to get $35 off your order. That's $35 off with the promo code Mike, M-I-K-E. Terms apply. See site for details. And remember, wait 30 minutes before you go swimming. Score! Now to Rob's challenge for listeners to join him, to ride in your car.
No, join me and enjoy me, Mike.
Okay.
Where do you weigh in? And I think I could guess for Josh, but I don't know about you. Where do you weigh in?
Because you've
on
known him for
rooms?
Half an hour, and you've known me for 35 years. Of course, that makes sense.
We socialize
years,
more.
Rob and I have spent more time together than you and Rob.
Done. Thanks.
Okay. Well, Mike. How do you feel about
escape rooms? Thanks, Josh.
Help! I'm helping. Here to help.
Mike. So I don't trust you.
We had a great dinner together 2-3 weeks ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
That should keep us. We should be all set for a couple of years.
Sorry, I don't want to go to King's Dominion. What were you asking me, Rob?
How do you feel about the notion of an escape room? Sort of a trendy thing that people do now.
Not my bag, man.
I didn't think so, Matt.
No, I mean,
I've done one before. I've done two of them, actually.
I think it's just so now. It's so worthless to me. It's just so created. I hate contrived anything. And this to me strikes me as totally contrived. Oh, we're going to go in and see if we can get out of the room with our clues.
Now, I've never asked Josh anything about an escape room before. Josh, have you ever done an escape room?
Of course he has.
I have never done an escape room.
Oh, you see, I was wrong.
And he said escape. Not. And he That's said right. fucking escape.
Escape.
I'm escape.
Not he was able, escape Mike. Rooms. He was able to escape from English class.
Right.
I do wonder.
Drove away in someone, the ambulance.
Probably so. Has anyone done a prank where there is no way out of the escape room?
I don't think so.
Because I think that would be a good bit.
I did one of the escape rooms we did. It was a quote unquote team building exercise. Yeah. At Podville Media, nay, whatever they used to call it.
Was everyone in the room?
Well, no, just the younger crowd. And I annoyed the younger crowd because I saw something that allowed me to skip like six clues ahead. And there's like 10 clues you had to solve to get out of the escape room.
So you
room.
Cheated.
No, they just
you
set
cheated.
It up.
You did.
They set it up stupidly. No. You shouldn't see a clue out of the blue. Is what you shouldn't do.
Yeah, it's not cheating. The goal is to get out.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how you get out.
But there is an escape room.
At the time, we have a tape, an audio tape of one of Rob's coworkers when he found that clue.
You can't keep getting away with it. You can't keep getting away with it.
So,
did you take charge in the escape room like you were the leader?
Escape! The word does not pronounce the C.
No, because it was a team-building exercise, I think I was sort of there as sort of a leader of the interns and the people under me. And I remember, it used to be called Podcast Village. That was the word I was looking for.
It requires, but, to do it well, it requires, you know, it takes a lot of skill and discipline.
Mike.
What?
You need to take it easy on him because he's a text. Is Good Grammar MAGA now? What?
All right,
so
I don't like them.
Okay, I enjoyed them. I thought
the
it was
rooms.
Something both. I tell you what, if you put Josh
dynamic.
In a room with Mike, he would definitely try to escape.
You know, it just doesn't get the dynamic just gets better. I fucking love it. This keeps me alive.
Okay, so
my
I've not felt the
baseball
need
driven.
I haven't felt the need to go to an escape room lately. However, Carrie saw this, and it actually intrigues me because it's something I like, and it's local. People, I'm not asking you to drive to King's Dominion. This is in Fairfax. Check out the theme of this escape room. Now, I'm dating myself.
Can you use tools?
You don't need to. The only tool you need is up here.
They don't give you like something like a knife?
No, you don't need a knife.
Okay. All right. Just checking.
Mike.
The C is not silent in escape. There's still a C there.
Yeah, but you're putting
it's
an X
not
there.
Pronounced. You say escape. It's not E X K A P A Cape Crusader.
You're acting it's supposed to be a silent C. A safe
it
would be a silent C.
No.
It is a silent C.
No, it is
a hard C because of the word
it's
cape.
It's hard.
But you don't say X on the front of it.
No, I'm with you, Mike.
Escape.
He's trying. You know what?
What's he doing? He's conjuring.
He's conjuring.
No, you are.
Yeah.
No, it's all I'm right. saying it pronounced. It's
Josh,
escape.
What is this spell? Josh, what is this spell? ESS.
S.
Okay, and CAPE.
I can say escape.
Then why
that.
Don't you?
All right, move on.
That's like saying
silent, Mike's trying to say what?
Escape.
What is Mike trying to say? What?
That the C is silent. That would be a
no. The C is not silent. The C is not silent. It's incorrect. You are absolutely right on that point. The pronunciation is absolutely wrong when you say escape.
Got it. Hard C.
It's right. S like ESS, not X like EX.
Mike,
there's the problem.
A rock hard S. C. Absolutely. And it'll go all night.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So the theme of this escape room, and now I'm having to second guess myself when I say
it. I know, because you start saying it yourself if you hang around people like him.
Okay. Look at the theme of this and see if I think I could get four or five listeners to join me for this, okay?
If you're looking for a fun activity, then you have to check out Escapeology. They have a Scooby-Doo-themed escape room, and it was so much fun. I felt like I was reliving all my childhood memories, solving these mysteries alongside Scooby-Doo and the gang. All of the rooms were so detailed, and you really felt like you were immersed in an episode and trying to solve the mystery.
Did she say immersed?
This is the perfect activity for any Scooby-Doo fans, whether you're hanging out with your friends, going on a fun date night, or having some family fun.
So I know that was obviously placed there by the firm. That's not a real person that had that much fun. But I do like what they saw, what they show there as far as...
You know what adults need for fun? You know what adults need for fun? Gambling, drinking, and sex.
We could gamble at the escape room. We could bet and see who comes out first.
You can do all those things there.
All right.
No, they frown on sex.
And then it's Scooby-Doo.
How much is this place? Because there is one down here that intrigues me, but the price makes me want to set the place on fire.
Yeah, they want $50 a person. Roughly.
Is that cheaper than the one you saw?
The one down here is Back to the Future themed, and it is $110.
Oh, that's too much. That is, well, I thought 50 was too much.
50's too much also.
But
average price.
As Jacob says, gotta have coke there. Gotta be cocaine.
Well, maybe that's part of one of the solutions. So, Zoink Scoob. Oh, I can Scoob. Feel my face.
Hey, Scoob.
Zoink Scoob, I can't feel my face.
I'm going to rub my gum, Scoob.
I'm doing blow, Scoob.
Hey, Scoob, you got another nosebleed.
Oh, poor Scooby and his nosebleed.
Up all night, Scooby-Doo.
So all that says...
Google says $36 to $50 is average.
Okay, so here's my thing. I don't have any friends. It makes me sad I don't have any friends. If four or five listeners reach out to me, and I'm very available on Facebook or whatever, or rob@mikeomarashow.com, mm-hmm. if we can cook up a group, I will do this escape room. So there's that. That's my thought.
Why don't you contact the escape room and see if you can do something special?
Well, I have to gauge the interest of people participating, because I'm not doing the escape room by myself.
No, but I'm saying if
they want to pay to fly me up, I will do it with you.
Why don't you get in your magic car?
The escape
that
room.
Don't water down Rob's promotion with $1,500 airfare for you, for the love of God.
Fine. I've got
that's
another idea.
That's going to eat into the bottom line. You stay comfortably in St. Augustine, let him do it, and we put the extra cash into the bottom line for payroll.
Yes, because we might need pants.
Okay. So, if you want to be part of this magical sort of a
never knew
confluence
where that
of
went.
Personalities, maybe it went to the escape room.
Yeah, I think it went to the Blattner campaign.
Bada bing!
The money escaped. Anyway, so reach out to me. I'm going to call this place in Fairfax, see if they'll do something as a promotion.
I think
it might be fun. Yeah.
When you call.
Yes.
You let them know that you are Rob fucking Spiewak.
As I do with every person I call, be it a business, a client, or someone in the family.
The idea that Rob is even considering coming to their little strip mall bullshit business is something that they should fall on their knees and thank their lucky stars.
So I will have an update. We record tomorrow at 2.
Yes,
early. As they say on my voicemail for my pharmacy. We'll be recording tomorrow at 2. So tune in tomorrow at 2, and I hope to have an update about the Scooby-Doo escape room.
All right.
And maybe we could time it around some event for Chad, and Josh will come up.
That's a dig. Ooh, that's a dig at you.
But I am coming up for some baseball games. So maybe.
Oh, good. Okay. You can time it around the fantastic Orioles, and that's cool. All right, so do that.
By the way, for the All-Star game, have they chosen who's going to be the All-Star guy with the hose that squirts the crowd yet?
Oh, God, I'm so glad you mentioned that. Tomorrow on the show, I'll mention my 4th of July parade. The worst parade I have ever seen. The suck-ass parade.
Oh.
I won't tell you where it was. I won't tell you who was doing it until tomorrow.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you, it was land of suck. I have never, ever been more dissatisfied.
You know, I'm kind of known in the past for putting really dickish remarks on my local open, nextdoor.com.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Someone wrote, the Leesburg 4th of July parade has been canceled. Will they reschedule it? And right away I wrote, yes, they're going to do it. July 4th, 2027.
There are probably five people that showed up for that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with beautiful video. Navigating life these days isn't always easy, folks. I get it. Stress, burnout, anxiety, family, work. Sometimes it all adds up and you realize maybe it's time to talk to someone. But finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance, that can feel like, you know, a mountain.
This will take you all day.
Oh, my God. Like a full-time job? That's where RULA comes in, R-U-L-A. RULA connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with over 100 insurance plans with average copays around $15 a session. They need that. Here's a company that is really helping, and I love
it.
I wish them... It's hard to describe how I feel when we get a client on this show that really is doing good for people. And if you can get in and see a mental health professional for $15 for the copay, I say that they deserve medals for that. Sometimes it's even zero. It depends on your coverage. They'll help match you with a provider who fits your needs and preferences with appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Taking care of yourself shouldn't wait. Get started with RULA today. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit RULA.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, RULA. Take it away, Rob Spieber.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry time.
I know it is now July 7th as we record this. And by the way, happy what would have been the 19th anniversary of my dad and Kathy.
Oh, that's sweet.
They were married 7-7-7. And he is missed more than ever. But as we record this, it is after Independence Day. But Josh put together something for Independence Day that I found as funny as anything, and I don't know if anyone will enjoy it, but I hope you will. This puts together two movies, one of them Yankee Doodle Dandy, mm-hmm. one of the greatest 4th of July movies ever, and Independence Day, also a great film, I'm told. Okay. And this is when James Cagney, as George M. Cohan, is leaving the Oval Office in the White House after getting the Congressional Medal of Honor. Very happy, looking at the president, he's going to dance down the steps. He's a truly great American.
This is designing just for Rob.
Yep. Look how much he enjoyed that. Look at how much he enjoyed that.
Oh, so much joy.
Kind of a trip switch on one of those steps there that caused the whole thing to go whoopsie daisy.
Yeah, would have made the movie so much better.
Yeah, I know. Josh has a problem with that movie. Mike, you know, I recently played some tape a few months ago of Wayne Newton, recently. Mm-hmm. You often wonder, back, I guess this would have to be 67 years ago, if Wayne had a long-running plan. And I think he did. And I want you to watch this, not just for his plan, but for the fact that elements of the impression you do of Wayne Newton are rooted deep over half a century ago.
Do more things than just sing. You have to be a performer, for instance, and you have to strive to be an international star. Now, what this means is to embellish your career and try to take in possibly acting, if you're able to do it, maybe a weekly television show or specials, records, nightclubs, concerts, fair dates, and rodeos. If mm-hmm. you can do all those kind of things, then, of course, it's a little easier to achieve some kind of longevity.
Mike,
how does
it was always
he,
planned?
It was. I can't find words. I can't find words that this guy was doing this when he was a child.
Yes.
He was doing the whole thing at the Sands. I'm just such an incredible performer.
Well, TV, movies, rodeos.
Rodeos. And then that's it. It's just how you be a triple threat performer. And I'll be there Saturday night with my friends. And that's just how.
But his voice.
Can you play it again? Play it again, please.
I was so
Hollywood phony. Like you
fascinated
would not
by it.
This is showbiz
do
phony.
More things than just sing. You have to be a performer, for instance. And you have to strive to be an international star. Now, what this means is to embellish your career and try to take in possibly acting, if you're able to do it, maybe a weekly television show or specials, records, nightclubs, concerts, fair dates, and rodeos. If you can do all those kind of things, then of course it's a little easier to achieve some kind of longevity.
66 years ago.
He knew.
Oh, he did. He had his plan.
And he did it.
He did. And he's still touring and still selling tickets. Bless
you know,
his heart.
I just noticed your fabulous shirt today. I didn't realize
you
were. Look at this. This like, oh my God, South Seas Polynesia.
This is from the Bob Spiewak collection. This is one of my dad. And my dad bought his Hawaiian shirts from a firm in Hawaii. I mean, these are the real deal.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
It makes me feel good to wear it. So thank you for noticing.
That's flippin' fantastic.
Appreciate
it. Made my day. All right,
Mike, you're a dog owner several times. I'm a dog owner. Josh, you're a dog owner. I think we'll all agree one of the greatest things you can do with a dog is tease it.
Oh,
I know it's not great, but it's fun.
I'm fine with
it. I mean, I've got a lot of things I've done. When I got my big Elvis bust of his head, it used to scare Linus, and I'd make it like go at Linus. It was the funniest.
Right.
Well, this is a family that has a Mickey Mouse puppet and a small dog.
Okay.
And let's close with this. This is what I like to call, I called it Mickey versus Quincy, I believe is the name of the
Mickey
dog.
Mickey versus Quincy the dog.
Is it all right if I have some...
Okay, so I should set it up that there's a bag of mozzarella cheese that Quincy is guarding.
Oh, so Quincy wants the cheese.
Exactly. Let's take it from the top.
Right. Quincy, is it all right if I have some cheese my f***ing hands? And he's going to beat my ass if I don't get this cheese. I'm going to take it, all right. Just going to slowly creep for the cheese. Lady McGee, don't spook the dog. This is how it ends, huh?
So stupid.
Never. I know.
Okay, how about this? A truce between...
And that's Mickey versus Quincy.
There it is.
Now you know why.
Oh my God!
Do you know why Mickey Mouse had such a long career?
Why?
Because he was able to do television and movies, rodeos, specials.
That's how you embellish your career.
Acting, if you know how.
It's terrifying, really, that he was like that all the way back then.
All the way.
We're off to the Mighty Muscles game, where my son will be participating in the international weekend invitational, and we'll be marching in a parade with all the other teams from around the Caribbean, which is very, very exciting. So here's to Michael and his blonde hair. We'll have a game tomorrow at 8 a.m. I'll give you a full recap when I come in here tomorrow.
2 p.m. start tomorrow, folks. Remember,
yeah, early,
it's a little early.
We're moving a little bit early, so we'll see you then. For Josh Sirok and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you, Pop. Thanks for the shirt.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Michael Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What do I do? What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
Oh, you should see what it looks like from out here.